What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
21 to 11, that talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Anne on the line in Cairns. Hello, Anne.
Yes, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Anne. What are you saying?
I'm just speaking about the juvenile justice system and the grubs that are out there. I'm very much a very light sleeper, and I get up at about 3:30 in the morning, do the washing, the ironing and stuff that I do. Not this morning, but yesterday morning, I was up at 3:30 and I thought, and I opened the house up, and I thought, gee, that's odd, a bird up at this time of the morning. So I put my head out the place and that, and obviously it's a call sign with these grubs that they whistle and whistle and whistle, trying to find a car, I suppose, or a house to break into. And I thought, yeah, it's a bit odd. So I kept turning my outside lights on and off and on and off to let them know that this little black duck was awake. And I knew it was grubs because they were going up and down the streets. And then dogs started to bark.
How did you know they were going up and down the streets, sorry?
Because I live on a corner and you could hear them, and I stuck my head out both doors. All three doors, actually, and you could hear them whistling to each other. And that's obviously a call sign.
Yes.
That's what I spoke to my husband about.
I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people new in town don't realise that. The long-termers realise that's how they signal each other.
Yeah, yeah, they whistle and whistle, and I don't know whether they went down to other streets, but dogs were going off, and that's a really, really good indication that there are grubs about.
What can people do about it, Anne?
I'd like to say, but I can't.
No, you're not allowed, I guess. I know what you want to say, and so do a whole lot of people. We've all got two by our tongues.
Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, I don't have a dog, which is good because I've got chickens. I just don't know, but something really and truly has to be done about this, because if it's due to the fact that me not being a light sleeper and getting up at 3:30 in the morning, who would have known what would have happened? So, you know, and my husband works away 6 months of the year, so I'm flying solo, so I've got to be really light sleeper.
And as everybody knows, these people, these juveniles are rounded up regularly in big numbers, and they go before the juvenile justice system, and invariably the magistrate says, out of here. Fundamentally, they're saying, don't want to inconvenience you. That's seemingly the attitude of them, because nothing is done to take them out of circulation.
My thoughts on that one, John, is the magistrates, they just go slap on the hand, and for goodness sake, sunshine, don't get caught again.
Yeah, exactly. And the police will tell you they're virtually first name terms with so many of them, and nothing. We don't rate even a thought, I don't think, with the juvenile justice system. We're just the mugs. We're just the mugs. We don't want to inconvenience these people, and we don't want to get into trouble because of political incorrectness. So as far as they're concerned, this can just go on indefinitely until they retire.
Absolutely.
And nothing will make it any better. Nothing actually is not even going to hold it where it is. It's getting worse virtually by the week. You heard that this morning, 6 cars stolen by 6 kids. They picked up one of them, 12 years of age. You know, I mean, they don't care. We're just the mugs. We've just got to keep copying this because we're in far north Queensland for a start. Mind you, Townsville's probably just as bad. But you don't get anything that might in any way reduce the seriousness of what's going on out of far-off Brisbane. We may as well not exist.
The only thing that we get done for is higher taxes so that these little thugs and grubs can get out there and get away with basically blue murder.
Yeah.
John, I won't hold up too much more of your time.
Look, I'm happy for you to say this because ultimately the dam will burst. The dam of anger will burst and then they'll be trying to get something organised and they'll be hopeless anyway because invariably they're hopelessly out of touch. But for a start, we need urgently a greater number of police in the city for a start on patrol, but a greater number to respond to this too. I mean, if you could ring up the local police station, which you used to be able to do, and say, I've got these kids up and down the street, how about, you know, one car come in from that end, the other car from the other end, with enough people quick on their feet to round them up, put them before a court that's actually going to see them somewhere out of commission, and we'd be getting somewhere. But while our political representatives can just tune out and pretend nothing's going wrong, we're getting nowhere. But we need people like you to keep speaking up about what a disgrace this is.
Yeah, that's what I said to my husband, you know, when he woke up, you know, and I told him about the grubs that I believe were walking up and down the streets. I said, if I called the police, by the time the police got here around our suburb that we live in, they would have been gone anyway.
Well, exactly. Well, the people who get on the emergency line, they've got to find out what part of Queensland you live in. For a start, that seemingly from people that ring that number is part of the issue because it's difficult for the person who's picking up the phone at the other end to engage effectively and quickly to find out where they've got to send police to, if indeed they're prepared to send police.
Yeah, 4870. Where in the hell is that?
Now it's hard work, isn't it? And we've got to gird the loins and keep fighting and find people to represent us who are prepared to fix it, because we can't go on like this. It's too beautiful. It's too beautiful a place, too wonderful a place to let it be overrun by the worst possible people.
And it's being destroyed on a daily basis because of these worst people.
I appreciate your call, Anne. Thank you, Anne, on the line. They're just an example of what we've been forced to put up with. It's 13 to 11.